From Cairo, a businessman's view of Egypt's new chapter.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. With Egypt's elected president now said to be in custody and the Egyptian military in control and promising new elections, the challenges ahead are both political and economic. Joining us from Cairo is a man who runs a large Egyptian business with 8,500 employees. Tariq Taufik is managing director of the Cairo Poultry Company. Mr. Taufik, good morning.
Good morning.
As a businessman, tell me some of your reactions to the events of the last couple of days.
I have to say quite positive. You know, I mean, the economical situation has been dismal over the last couple of years. Debt has been rising, devaluation of the pound, no foreign direct investment. And in this respect, you know, the political process has been holding the appetite of potential investors in the country. This restarting process where we can have a modern, inclusive, civil Egypt. And in this respect, you know, you can actually see the action of the stock market. This morning, the stock market shut up 7.5%. And I think this is a clear reflection of the sentiment of the business community as to what happened yesterday.
But you're now in a country where the military appears to be in control and the Constitution is suspended, at least temporarily. I mean, regardless of your feelings about President Morsi, this also must be an unsettling time at some level.
It is definitely an unsettling time. We are looking or hoping for reconciliation, moving forward with a proper constitution that will be inclusive and representative of the entire population. That it happens sooner than later actually sends a positive note to a great extent.
Egypt has so many economic challenges, some of which you just outlined. What do you think has to be done right away to start getting the Egyptian economy back on track?
Number one, you know, we really have to emphasize the intent of the government, a clear roadmap. In 9 months, we should be out of this tunnel. And at the same time, you know, we really need the support of foreign community and foreign countries with an aid package to ensure that the transition comes smooth without disruptions, unless we have quick fixes and a quick economical package that will at least make us float. The agony of the Egyptian layman in the street will continue, and this could be the most disruptive aspect in the months to come.
Tariq Taufik is managing director of the Cairo Poultry Company. Mr. Taufik, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Now let's do the numbers where, it turns out, the rest of the world works on the 4th of July. Egyptian bonds rebounded and interest rates there calmed back down with the change of government in Cairo. London's FT 100 index currently up 1.2%. The Nikkei in Japan fell 0.25%. Key index in Shanghai rose 0.8%. Yesterday, the Dow rose 56 points, 0.4%. In the U.S., the 10-year bond yield went into the holiday at 2.5%. In Britain, the media conglomerate News Corporation is defending its chief, Rupert Murdoch, after a secret recording surfaced of Murdoch siding with his reporters and labeling incompetent the police investigating hacking by his newspapers. The tape was obtained by a website called Exaro. News Corp says Murdoch was only showing understandable empathy with his staff. As for the hacking into the private voicemails of both public and private figures, News Corp told Britain's Channel 4 that, quote, no other company has done as much to identify what went wrong, compensate victims, and ensure the same mistakes don't happen again. Today, the American flag flying over the U.S. Capitol in Washington is made of hemp, a non-narcotic strain of the plant that brought the world pot. Hemp is still illegal to grow under federal law, but as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, the hemp flag is part of a push to change that, particularly given hemp's many non-stoner uses.
The high-flying hemp flag is the brainchild of Colorado hemp advocate and farmer Michael Bowman. Bowman is lobbying Congress to follow Colorado's lead and legalize the production of hemp. He says the inspiration for the hemp flag hit him one day as he was walking into the Capitol.
You know, I looked up and saw the flag flying, and I thought, now, wait a minute, what a symbol.
For Bowman, a symbol for legalizing a plant that was widely used by our colonial ancestors.
Washington and Jefferson were prolific hemp growers.
Bowman says an early draft of the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper. Eric Steenstra heads the Hemp Industries Association. He says now you can't grow hemp, but you can buy lots of hemp products, like shirts, granola bars, and car parts.
Literally millions of the cars on the road, you know, driving around with hemp car parts. More than 30% of the Mercedes line includes hemp door panels.
But all that hemp was grown in other countries. Steenstra says there are now two bills in Congress that would change that. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
The Wall Street Journal reports today that a group of Spanish banks is trying to sell off their stakes in Deoleo, the biggest olive oil company in the world. You may not know Deoleo of Spain, but you've heard of Bertolli, one of its many brands, and you thought Bertolli was Italian. The company had gone on a spending spree before the European financial crisis, but it's been hurt by high levels of debt and slumping demand in Europe. And we've been traveling the country asking people to finish the following sentence. You know you're wealthy when? Here's what folks said in Detroit, Michigan.
You know you're wealthy when you don't lay in bed at night awake worrying about your bills. I'm waiting for the day when I'm not worrying about my bills anymore.
You know you're wealthy when you get paid to not show up at work.
You know you're wealthy when you have health, love, and enough money to afford all needs and most desires.
You know you're wealthy when getting a pizza isn't a luxury. I was trying to figure out what I would do for dinner tonight, but the $20 I would need for carryout is a little much. So, yeah.
You know you're wealthy when you do not even have to think about it. It meaning money.
You know you're wealthy when you feel comfortable living day to day and you can continue to do what makes you happy. I just think everyone perceives wealth differently, and sometimes it's not just in the form of money. So you're wealthy when you're happy and comfortable.
Sarah Swick from Michigan Radio produced the piece for us. Check out our map of answers from around the country at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.